Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd. Today we have another edition of In Other News, and once again joining us from On an Island with Pat Beeman, we have Pat Beeman. Pat, glad you could once again join us for another one of these editions of The Wolf and the Shepherd.
Guys, I'm always excited to be here with you. I learn a lot. We have a good time.
Yeah. So can you fill us in with, is there anything going on with On an Island? I mean, are you just, you know, doing your normal stuff? You want to report anything upcoming, or is everything just kind of going status quo?
Well, you know, we don't really like to talk about a lot that happens on the show in public.
Yeah, that's true. And I probably shouldn't have put you on the spot with that, but I just wanted to offer you the opportunity to kind of publicize what you got going on, but I know everything kind of remains private on your podcast, so just wanted to give you that opportunity. So
thanks anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So where's our first story at?
Well, I just wanted to mention what a lot of people don't know. I mean, I know Pat's regular listeners know, but ours don't, that Pat only actually owns a physical island, a small island. It's only about an acre and a half.
That's still a pretty good
size. And you can only see
island.
It about 8 months a year because it gets submerged almost another 4 months.
Yeah. That's got to be expensive for you to maintain, though. Yeah.
We don't have to cut the grass when it's submerged.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, I hate cutting the grass, so good for you on that. That was planning ahead right there.
Because there's actually a photo of him standing on that island.
But
Pat Beeman on his own island, I think it was entitled.
But we also know that Pat told us we can't share that picture.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't. I wish we could. We've seen the picture, but God, I really wish Pat would let us put that on.
I think it's blacked out on Google Earth as well. So we can't find it.
But I wish Pat would let us share that on the Instagram account. But one of these days, maybe when we get to his stature, then maybe we can.
It's
do
like
that.
The good version of Epstein Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, we could go down so many different rabbit trails on that one. Yeah. So let's talk about some news stories.
Right, some news. I've taken a break from animals being assholes to each other, and I've gone back to the humans being assholes to each other.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to go down that route of animals being bad.
Yeah.
Because then it depresses me. Humans being bad, I'm okay with that. But animals being bad, then I start getting really depressed.
Yeah.
I think it's just lazy. It's probably a lot easier to find humans being asshole stories than animals.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Well, the first one involves a fight in a seafood restaurant, which tends to happen more than you think. I see probably about once every couple of weeks some fight's gone down in a Long John Silver's or
Red Lobster.
Yeah, there's been some fight break out. Now, I don't know what inflames the passions, because I can understand when people got in fights. You remember when Popeyes did the spicy chicken burger and they were running out, people were lining up, and you'd be about 18 people from the front and they'd run out and people would get frustrated and start beating each other up. You know, it's a bit like Black Friday, but instead of beating each other up for large TVs, they'd kick the crap out of each other for a spicy chicken burger.
Right.
We had the spicy chicken at Popeyes for the first time last Friday on the way to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Stopped at Popeyes. It's unbelievable. I understand the passion.
Yeah.
It's a great chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Got to be honest with you. Yeah. Liked it.
So should we try to contact Popeyes to sponsor us? I mean, that good of a sandwich?
I don't know. Ask Mr. Beeman here. Yeah.
It is that good of a sandwich.
Yeah.
And that... You just gave me a great idea. Yeah. Those, you know, listeners to On an Island may find a new sponsor
but
soon.
The point is, we know Pat Beeman. We can't walk in a restaurant and walk to the front of the line.
That's true.
We're going to have to kind of put an order in. Look, we're going to be there 1 minute before this restaurant opens, and we're going to buy a dozen.
Yes.
See, Pat can get somebody else's order canceled just by walking to the front, and they can tell the person who's already placed the order, sorry, we're out.
I know.
Bad counter. We got somebody at the back who didn't graduate third grade. Not our fault.
Right. But good for Pat. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, the punch up in the seafood restaurant. nothing out of the ordinary. People were throwing chairs and napkin holders at each other's heads. A few people got stomped on, which,
That you know, kind of sounds bad.
Yeah. And the only reason really I liked this article was the title of it. It says they're trying to krill each other.
Oh, so we have another
play
one
on words, a little bit of a pun.
We have another one of those creative journalists that have been waiting for so long to be able to use that title.
Yeah, exactly. And then he retires the next day.
Absolutely.
Because we found there's a whole legion of ex-journalists who had one article they became a journalist for. They just wanted the chance to legitimately use this one headline, and then they were going to end their career and go and become an accountant or something.
Right.
And that was this dude's day.
Yeah, that was that mic drop moment.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he tried to kind of like loosely early on in his career kind of incorporate it into a feature on SpongeBob, but didn't have the same impact. You've got to have a real story to
absolutely.
Yeah. So a video of a wild brawl between families inside a Jackson, Mississippi seafood restaurant quickly went viral, although I didn't see it, so I don't know how viral it went. They threw chairs, silverware, throw a spoon at your head.
Yeah.
And napkin holders at each other from across the restaurant. Fistfought, kicked, stomped, and then ran when the police were called. It's unclear what sparked the drama.
Did they run out of food? I mean, you say that it's unclear what sparked the drama, but let's try to postulize what could have sparked the drama.
Well, it says here, two warring families. So I don't know if there's a history of beef between these two families.
Yeah, like a Hatfield and McCoy kind of thing.
Yeah. So they started throwing insults at each other, like, oh, your mother's too fat to eat fish, or your dad looks like a plankton, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
It escalated
those
quickly.
Those are really good insults.
I tried keeping PG. Yeah. I doubt they were PG by the time they probably started stomping on each other.
Yeah.
But they were also throwing glasses. Now, unfortunately, you only get one glass, obviously, with your meal, unless you ordered water and a soda. So you've got to be a pretty good shot. You don't want to waste your one glass because like being the last person in dodgeball, you know, you waste it. You've got to be pretty, maybe, I don't know, 3-4 feet away.
Well, not only that, but it's kind of like fighting a war with a musket, right? I mean, that first shot is what matters. Then it takes you like 45 seconds to reload.
Right. Yeah. That was it. I just wanted to use that line. They're trying to krill each other.
Krill each other.
Yeah.
So creative.
Yep.
Do we know the name of the journalist?
Should we share
that?
Christopher Eberhardt.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Christopher. Enjoy your retirement.
Yeah. I don't like to stereotype, but they had a couple of photos and it looked exactly as I thought.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
So, this next article, also fantastic headline, but I'll actually cut to the story part first. Catholic school teacher is caught snuggling into his wife's cleavage after forgetting to turn off a Zoom call with students in Colombia.
Okay, so you're going to have to help me here.
He was motorboating and got caught, mate.
Well, yeah, but I thought Catholic school teachers were either priests or nuns. So did the Catholic Church change and allow non-nuns, non-priests to all of a sudden start teaching school?
Well, I don't know. This is also a physics teacher. I didn't know they taught science either.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah.
It maybe in the movies, right? Good movies, they're going to turn around and say, hey, you know, Father Maris is sitting here teaching physics, but I always thought it was nuns and priests that taught in Catholic schools.
Pat,
did you go to Catholic school?
I did not go to Catholic school. I did go to Catholic church.
Ah.
My guess would be that the nuns and the priests handle most of the lessons. Physics, they're probably bringing in an outside expert.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out what he was smuggling into his wife's cleavage.
A kiss, apparently. He kissed his wife on her titties. And all the students saw it.
So why would you do that in front of your class?
I don't know. He kind of looks middle-aged as well. I thought you'd kind of be off that type of thing once you've been married to somebody for that long as well.
Nah, I got to disagree with you on that one.
Yeah, I'm tired of kissing those babies.
Well, no, but I got to disagree with you on that. I don't think if my wife actually had a job, that I would go and do that because I know I can do it at home.
Right. Well, so, I'm assuming he was at home when this happened. I don't think, like...
Oh, you said it was on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of
explains why his wife is there as well, actually. Yeah. He lives at home.
No, that's true.
Well, physics teacher Ruben Dario Paras says he didn't realize the camera was on. The kiss was broadcast to his class of teenage Catholic school students. Well, I guess at least it wasn't kindergarten, I suppose.
Right.
One student is heard to say, "Oh my God," in a video of the Zoom accident. Now, that might be good because, you know, this Catholic school, she might have just found God at that moment.
That's
true. Been the enlightenment.
Yeah, that might have been the one part where they said, you know, now I understand why I'm in this bass-ackward school, and that's what I want eventually.
Well, what I like is that Paras has apologized for the offense as the head teacher launches an investigation. Now, how long is this investigation going
to be? Well, let's stop and think. Why is he apologizing? I mean, it is his wife. It's not like it was his mistress or girlfriend or something. It is his wife.
I think it's the kiss and the tits bit, which is the sticky bit. I don't think it's the relationship.
I mean, what was on? Like mayonnaise?
Where is this? Oh, it's in Colombia. Does it get... Oh, Colombia. That's a completely different country.
Oh, and don't they have a lot of cocaine in Colombia?
Yeah. Oh, that's what he was doing. He was sniffing coke.
I think we figured this out.
The reason for the investigation has been determined.
Yeah. It says he was forced to apologize after inadvertently sharing the moment with a class of 16 and 17-year-old pupils who were likely doing that in a school ended anyway. One of the students can be heard sniggering as she watches. She then says, "Oh my God," and cringes as the teacher canoodles with his wife.
Yeah, but it's kind of sad when kids are going to cringe that, you know, some dude is actually being nice to his wife.
Yeah.
Like, why is that so bad? That's what I'm sitting here struggling with, is why is it so bad to say, hey, you know, this guy actually loves his wife.
I don't know. I'm going with your coke theory, I'll be honest with you.
Well, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah. And even though it's a Catholic school, these kids have not let us down, because some images were recorded and they've gone viral on the web.
I love
that. So I will be looking those up and bringing them in. Now, I did say there was a nice title with this one as well. This one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You haven't even told us the headline of this. You told us the story, and now we're going to get the headline.
This one is called Breasting Class.
I like it.
Yeah, and that was Adam Barnett, somebody else who will probably not get a job in mainstream media anywhere.
Yeah, but the problem with old Adam right there is that didn't have that mic drop kind of headline.
Yeah. I doubt he'd been waiting for that one his whole life.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably throw that one off like a couple of times a week.
I mean, he probably just got called up from the obituary department and said, hey, we're going to give you a chance. Yeah. And that was his chance, and now he's writing obituaries.
We've got an intern
again
to do the best deaths and marriages this week. You're on to bigger things.
Right.
Talking to some bigger things. There's some tits.
Yeah.
Cover it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
All right. What's the next one?
Next one. Kansas lawmaker is arrested for kneeing student in the crotch while working as a substitute teacher and warning he would take the wrath of God out on the classmates.
There's a lot to digest right there. So you have a Kansas lawmaker. So I'm going to take that as somebody from the Kansas Senate or House of Representatives.
Yeah, state representative. Yeah.
Okay, state representative. Yeah. But he has his life so screwed up that he has to be a substitute teacher.
Yeah. It was a poor election, I got to think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, do you really want substitute teachers being in your Congress, in your lawmaking facilities, in your state?
And
that's scary.
He's only 36 as well, which surprises me, because I understand by the time you get in your 40s, the slightest little bit of irritation can make you want to knee somebody in the crotch. But when you're in your 30s, you'd feel you'd still be in a little bit of a happy zone, you know? So he's probably got a lot going on in his private life, which has caused him to take the wrath of God out.
Yeah, or maybe he's funding his mistress's apartment and everything, and he needs a part-time job.
Yeah. But also, you'd figure, I'd get it. If you were a full-time teacher and this was the same student who'd been pissing you off for like about 4 years, but if you're a substitute teacher, surely you should be looking at your watch being like, all right, another 38 minutes to go to put up with these bunch of idiots and then I'm off.
Right.
I don't know what happens that you just decide, all right, is set. I know my career is over, but I'm going to knee this kid in the crutch and then threaten the rest of the classmates with the wrath of God, which I don't know who he is yet. I haven't got into that part of the story, but it sounds like he's got some pretty big authority if he's able to call in that type of backup.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he does have that kind of congressional power behind
him. Right, yeah.
You know, he probably doesn't make that much money being a state representative. Right. Most state representatives don't make all that much money.
Yeah.
But they do have some benefits, right? And so you would have to think he's got a little bit of benefits behind him.
Well, I would have thought if the Catholic school teacher couldn't get enough preferential treatment from God to stop his wife's tits going on the internet, this guy had no chance. Story was going to break.
Yeah. It's an interesting way to...
So here we go. There is apparently a build-up to it. He didn't just, you know, go MMA on them for no reason. This is a Kansas State Representative Mark Samsel, 36, was arrested for allegedly, even though it's on video, attacking a student while working as a substitute teacher.
Well, you got to admit, at least this journalist use the word allegedly.
Right.
They got to protect themselves, right? Like you say, even though it's on video, it's like he allegedly did this. Yeah. Even though you can go and see it, they got to use that word allegedly to make sure. What is it? I can't even remember the term that you can't inflame them with that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Is it libel or slander?
No, libel's written. Slander. Well, slander is doing the somebody's reputation. Isn't libel where it can have it's a defamation of character which can lead to like loss of business or reputation that hurts business or something? I can't remember that.
Yeah, it's got to be one of those two.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's the general playground rule of don't talk crap about people. Then you're right.
Yeah, snitches get stitches.
Yeah, or a knee in the groin.
Right.
Samsel was caught on film by students going on a religious rant at Wellsville School District Secondary School on Wednesday. I don't know what Wednesday. He asked the students if they had had sex. He spoke about suicide, masturbation, and threatened to take the wrath of God out on one student. Parents allege Samsel kneed one student in crutch. Just says in crutch, not even in the crutch. And video footage taken after the incident shows the teacher standing over the prone schoolboy. He was arrested by Franklin County detectives and charged.
So it sounds like the tape starts after the alleged assault.
Yeah, so yeah, you've just got standoffs. So I mean, he could have been rescuing the kid who had been kneed in the crutch by somebody else, you know?
Yeah,
that could be a setup.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Right.
Poor
kid. Wonder what class he was teaching to talk about sex, suicide, masturbation, and the Bible.
Obviously probably not physics. Yeah, music appreciation.
Yeah.
That's what I would go with.
Right. He sounds like the guy that used to be at UTA on the library steps on Free Speech Tuesday. Would talk about all those subjects and how you're going to burn in the fires of hell, as he used to say.
Right. Now, Pat, when you were in class, right, did you have any teachers who were a little bit highly strung, who you could see visibly when they were kind of losing it a little bit, when they were getting rattled by students?
No, UTA back in the day, you know, they just were cashing the checks.
Right.
Not, you know, they weren't putting, this was not a major university. There wasn't publish or perish or any of that.
Yeah, because it was quite a popular pastime in school in England, that if you had a teacher who was a bit loose, that you'd do your best, the class would do their best to kind of push them over the edge. Not quite as far as the suicide thing, because you'd end up feeling bad about that later on at some point.
Depends on the teacher.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I mean, we would deliberately try and wind them up like crazy to try and push them over the edge so they'd do something and get mad. And we were successful a few times, you know, but
I can remember a teacher where I went to school that I wish she would have committed suicide.
Oh, that's not a nice thing to say.
If you would have known her, you would agree with me.
Right, maybe. Well, I don't know if, you know, if you were sitting in his class, imagine you're sitting in this guy's class, right?
Okay.
And you hear this. This is the way the class was going at this point in time. Another video from the same day shows Samsel asking students, "Who likes making babies? That feels good, doesn't it?" He adds, "You haven't masturbated? Don't answer that question. God already knows." Samsel is seen in the video showing close attention to one male student. following him around the classroom and threatening him. At one point, Samsul tells the student, "You're about ready to anger me and get the wrath of God. Do you believe me when I tell you that God has been speaking to me?" He then pushes him and the student runs to the other side of the classroom. This was already getting a little bit out of hand before the...
Now, do we know, is this the student who ultimately ends up on the ground with Samson standing over him?
I didn't say, so...
That's crazy.
It's probably a good sign at that point he's lost it. I think that's mission successful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
They felt really good about themselves until one of them got caught in the nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's got a plan until they get...
Last one.
All right. Now, we've spoken a bit over the last few months about cancel culture.
Yes, we have.
And, you know, Pepe Le Pew, let's kind of have about 2 seconds silence for our fallen brother.
Yes.
Who didn't know he was being rapey.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We respect you, Pepe.
We respect you.
Even though you're French,
yeah,
and you know how I feel about the French, but I do like Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
He's actually a perfect representation of the French because they stink and they're always kind of rapey, but I still kind of have to side with him that he is not trying to do the wrong thing.
Right.
And he's also confused in the cartoons because he's chasing after a cat that has paint on the back of the cat, which also explains the French because they don't know what the hell they're looking at.
Well, you see, they smell so much garlic. They probably can't smell the paint and they don't realize, the skunk probably didn't realize he smelled anyway because he can probably just smell his own breath the whole
time. Yeah, and they haven't bathed for a year.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And they've lost every war in the last 100 years. So, I mean, it can't really be helpful.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, next victim of cancel culture, Snow White.
Snow White.
Yeah.
Like, literally the Disney princess Snow White.
Yeah, that bitch.
Okay,
yeah,
wow. Getting canceled. With the seven midgets.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, revamped ride at Disneyland sparks backlash over True Love's kiss scene because she is asleep and not able to give the prince consent.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Because apparently you've got to give consent, you know, for a kiss to occur.
So you're in this eternal sleep.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to get out of it is the kiss from Prince Charming. But you have to give consent for that.
Well, you see, I don't like the double standards because in The Force Awakens, Rey kisses What's-His-Face, on the mouth when he's unconscious at the end of it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he didn't give his consent.
Yeah.
But it's all right because it's...
Well, I think that's kind of that, like you say, double standard, where they always talk about, hey, look at this video, you know, this girl goes over there and grabs this guy's ass and everything's funny and fine about that. But if a guy did that, then it would be all over Twitter, all over the internet. He would get canceled. Right. Everything's bad. Yeah, that's kind of sad. But I feel bad for the dwarves, especially Dopey, because Dopey is sitting there saying, I don't understand any of this. I am just going down in the mine, doing my thing, and now all of a sudden, I've got, you know, all of these people that are coming and trying to interview me saying, did you see any of this coming? Do you have a Twitter account where you're doing hashtag me too? Are you doing the right thing? And poor Dopey's like, look, literally my name is Dopey. I am so dopey that they call me Dopey. I am that stupid.
But isn't there one called like Sleepy or Dozy or something?
Sleepy. Yeah. But that's
he could have related to this.
Yeah. But okay. So we can't be offensive to him because he has narcolepsy.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that is something that is actually defined as a disease.
Right.
And the sad thing is, then you have one called Doc. Doc should have been able to cure Sleepy of his narcolepsy. But Doc was a lazy midget.
Well, maybe he was like Joe Biden's wife and he was just a doctor of English or something.
Oh, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, no medical.
Yeah, because you really don't know where Doc is with why he's called Doc.
Yeah, maybe he just sells some like illegal human trafficked organs or something.
Yeah.
That's why they call him the Doc.
That could
be. It's not a nice
name. And of course, we know Sneezy is just snorting allergies. Too much cocaine. Yeah, no, it's too much cocaine. That's why he's got to be sneezing.
He's allergic to cocaine.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Right. So Disneyland in California
reopened. Wait, so maybe Happy is the one snorting all the cocaine.
Yeah, he's got the Delta 8.
Oh, okay. Whereas, that's where it is.
Yeah, whereas the one who's snorting the coke, his nasal cavity has collapsed, and so he's...
Right, so who are we leaving out?
Probably about another four of...
Grumpy.
Yeah.
Okay, Grumpy is sitting there looking at all this going on, saying, this is all ridiculous.
Oh, he's just sitting there in a chair with his arms folded, like, frowning, being like, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's six, right?
No, that's five, I think.
Is that five?
Yeah.
Who are we missing? So we have Dopey, Doc, Sleepy, Sneezy, Grumpy, Happy. We're missing one. Who's the one we're missing?
I don't know.
Stupid? Are we missing Stupid? Oh, no, wait, that's Dopey.
Yeah.
All right.
Bashful.
That's it.
You see, so, he wouldn't have kissed her. He'd have been too shy.
Well, yeah, by definition.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, new version of the ride features True Love's kiss scene of the sleeping princess. Critics hit out at the addition of the scene, saying it models bad behavior. Prince kisses Snow White while she is in a cursed trance, believing she is dead. So if we get rid of the kind of necrophilia type part of the story. Did he really believe she was dead at the time? Just sort of getting a...
No, I thought it always was like a trance deal. Yeah, I don't think it was a death thing. Like this was a resurrection kind of deal.
Well, other critics have previously criticized the scene in 1937 Disney movie. It undermines lessons about consent. The theme park in Anaheim reopened on Friday. It's now going to have to rego a significant overhaul of the classic Snow White ride.
Wow. So at the same time, you know, there was, what was it, like 5-10 years ago when they went around with all the pictures of Walt Disney and photoshopped the cigarettes out of his hand because they didn't want kids to see Walt Disney smoking.
Right. Well, if you want this from the critic's side, which we don't care about.
Sure.
The bunch of woke idiots, but anyway. A kiss he gives to her without consent while she's asleep cannot possibly be true love if only one person knows it's happening, noted reviewers for the San Francisco Gate, which must be some newspaper or something. But so if you kiss your wife while she's asleep, that can't be true love because she doesn't know it's happening then, apparently. Haven't we already agreed that consent in early Disney movies is a major issue? That teaching kids that kissing when it hasn't been established if both parties are willing to engage is not okay? It's hard to understand why Disneyland of 2021 would choose to add a scene with such old-fashioned ideas of what a man is allowed to do to a woman, especially given the company's current emphasis on removing problematic scenes from rides like Jungle Cruise and Splash Mountain.
I'm pretty sure Bambi didn't give her consent for her mother getting murdered by a hunter.
Yeah, that's a little bit different, though.
How so?
Well, I don't think she knows who the hunter was, just she couldn't have brought charges.
Well, maybe she did, though. Nah. Now you're presupposing that Bambi didn't have...
Didn't Bambi turn out to be a boy, though?
I thought Bambi was a girl.
No, I thought did it not turn out to be a boy? Because I thought at the end of the movie, he had like a girlfriend and stuff and like kids of his own. I mean, it sounds like a bit of a...
I thought Bambi effeminate was a
name. I mean, it's normally like strippers and stuff nowadays.
Right. Bambi, I thought Bambi was a girl, not a boy.
Maybe if any of our listeners can...
maybe you had a different version in the UK.
Correct us about this. Well, mate, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Because everything was always different over there.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, once again, Pat Beeman from On an Island with Pat Beeman. Glad you could join us for another episode of In Other News. And we certainly appreciate the support. And that will do it for this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. And we will catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.